That's GoBerkey.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Yeah, the links are up. The links are up from last hour. I had to pre-record that with Liam. I'm sorry, Liam's here in studio. The conspiracy realist has traveled with me. We're going to talk about some serious travel fatigue in a moment.
Can I say?
Yes.
We've both just been run over by a 747.
Yeah, basically. I tell you what, 24-hour turnaround, long trip to Chicago and back, and unbelievable. I knew this would happen. That's why I had to get Stewart on last hour in advance, because it was too important to get these omega-3 essential fats out there. By the way, the links are up at robertscottbell.com. The omega-3 test link that we talked about, $200 normally. It's $99 if you enter the offer code Nordic. And for those that score the highest score, there's one person I think we're going to have a champion that will get a year's worth of Nordic stuff. But we'll get more details about that. Stay in touch. If you don't already get email alerts, go to robertscottbell.com, plug in, friend me on Facebook, Twitter, whatever, RS Bell Media. It's there. The number of this hour, we'll get that out. I think it is, I don't even remember it. See, this is what happens. You come 24 hours travel. Gone. I'm gone. My mind is gone.
What did you do yesterday?
Help. I ministered to the sick, evidently.
No, what did you do? Tell everybody, because it's actually, you don't want to just sound like you're empty-headed for no reason. You actually, what did we, I mean, you
well, we got up in the morning. Flew up to Chicago and took another, I don't know, hour-plus ride from the airport into the middle of nowhere.
So three and change on a plane, one and a half in a car.
Yeah.
And we end up in a really nice
place in the middle of, I don't know, beyond suburb Chicago, Kankakee, how do they say that?
Gesundheit.
Nice people there, really nice people. Kankakee Natural Foods.
No, but remember we were talking about it, and you kept saying Kankakee, and they said it was an Indian name.
Right, yes.
And I have no, I don't remember right now. It was Kankakee.
It was really cool.
They were so nice too.
Yeah, exactly. And so anyway, did a 2-hour presentation that ended up going like 2.5 with questions. People didn't want to let me go. And, you know, fascinating. Like I said, people, salt of the earth kind of people, just wanting to learn about health and healing. And we're in an all-day seminar with this store. And nice time. But, boy, then you turn around. We try to go out in Chicago, grab something to eat. And then the next morning early, hit to the airport and back. And how do you do it? You know, it's funny. This actually ties into a story related to Dr. Oz, Mehmet Oz, right? He's a guy that Oprah Winfrey crowned the doctor of Oz. And he was got in trouble recently because he said, hey, there's arsenic in apple juice. And then you got the so-called authorities, the experts, the officials are saying, how outrageous, Dr. Oz, that you are to mention this arsenic in the apple juice, because it's not the same as the inorganic or the organic, and it's not organic. It is, and it's not, we're talking organic apples either. We're talking organic chemistry. Is it inorganic arsenic or organic arsenic? You know what? I don't give a flip. If you're not juicing organic, and I mean this now, non-pesticide laden apples, you're going to get a lot of nasty stuff in there. They're also talking about importing these juices from China. How will you get the arsenic out if your kids have been drinking this stuff? Well, hey, how does it relate to space travel? Because I feel like I've been doing space travel right now. It relates because arsenic in homeopathic forms is called arsenicum album. Arsenicum album. And that arsenic will start having, or let's say stimulating your body to excrete the arsenic that you may have accumulated over time. And this has been done with rat studies as well, so we know that it stimulates that. But the other nice benefit Liam. You talk about fatigue. You take homeopathic arsenic, it helps your adrenals recover very, very fast. It's really an amazing thing. And it's not a caffeine response. It's just a response that somehow it causes the adrenals to function when they're not able to normally or they're fatigued. I don't mean to rely upon homeopathic arsenic, but if you're ever jet lagged or anything, try homeopathic arsenicum album, and there is an option for you.
Now, why is arsenic ending up on apples? You know, people might ask that question, but here in the United States in the teens and 20s and probably 30s, arsenic was sprayed on food, on
yes.
apples and grapes,
mm-hmm.
because it's a pesticide.
Well, now that it's coming in from China, I'm sure they do what we used to do.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're now re-importing the polio epidemic.
Well, yeah, that's another, yeah.
Right. So the polio epidemic is blamed on a virus, but in the good researchers like name, insert name here later when BrainWorks and also Janine Roberts. And,
yes.
he's going to, Purdy? No, Mark Purdy's a farmer in Canada, and there's another guy, Jim West. Jim West. And then back then in the 40s, you got Dr. Ralph Scobie and Dr. Biskind, and you got Fred Klenner using vitamin C for polio. Anyway, polio was supposed to be a viral thing, but all these guys were saying, but you're spraying arsenic, and phosphorus, and lead.
Yeah.
Lead and arsenic together, lead arsenate.
Yeah.
And they were combining these things, and I think copper and arsenic.
Copper arsenate as well.
Were called Paris Green. It was a well-known pesticide. Anyway, so they spray this on stuff, and the kids eating the thing would have neurological difficulties, sometimes culminating in paralysis. Sometimes it would be transient, and sometimes it would be deadly. And that was called, right, infantile paralysis. Then the virus hunters came along and decided to, I don't know, blame it on something that lives in most people's intestines and doesn't cause paralysis. And then they decided to vaccinate everybody for that thing, but not really for the thing, just for a bunch of poop, really, that they were
right.
getting out of monkeys. And, hence, we have the modern era of science. So China, right, China doesn't necessarily have the history of lawsuits against the EPA and FDA that we have here. I don't know that they have an EPA and FDA as corrupt as ours are. I don't know if they have one at all.
Well, remember, I think they executed the head of their FDA there once for some kind of criminal activity in China. Yeah, no, that was a true story. They actually did. If they would do that here, maybe we could get something resulted.
We're too tired to be on the radio. Robert Scott Bell didn't mean it, folks.
I'm punchy, okay?
We don't want
to. Tired of the FDA.
We don't want to
screwing around with
that
the American
the
people.
We want him to be arrested.
Okay,
or
arrest,
her
arrested. Off with her arrest. Arrest.
We want them to stop poisoning us with drugs. But if China's, I don't know what they're using. Arsenic in, but they're using it in part of the processing. I don't know if they're using it in part in the actual spraying to kill bugs, but this has happened before.
Mm-hmm.
This has all happened before. It will all happen again. Anyway, right. So please don't eat non-organic fruit right now. I'm not a total stickler. I'm not as good as our friend Robert Scott Bell on organics. I'm not. I admit it. But I won't eat things that grow in the dirt, like carrots. I won't eat them non-organic anymore because things in the dirt will absorb all the pesticides sprayed on the surface.
Sure.
And apples, fruit, are sprayed heavily because insects like sweet things. So they're
mm-hmm.
coated with this stuff. You can scrape it off with your finger. You don't want to mess around with that stuff.
Well, I think the systemic issue is an important one, Liam, that in the soils, evidently, you know, roots, I think I've heard about roots that kind of pull things from the soil, so it ends up endemic into the plant, and, of course, then you can't wash it off. And my argument here, of course, simply is to do that which nature has done for thousands of years, long before, you know, we came up with the wonderful world of Monsanto. And this is, a simple step, but some people find it difficult, although we were up in the farm belt, you know, yesterday. And they seem to get the organic stuff. Nobody threw Monsanto tomatoes at me.
Now, people really enjoyed your talk. I did, too. You gave a talk on something that I'm newer to. Can I talk about
sure,
it?
Sure, of course.
Silver hydrosol. I have friends in the natural health thing who say, oh, stay away from silver. I mean, I have good friends who say, stay away from silver. It's a metal. It's toxic. All metals are toxic. So it's interesting to examine the data once you get beyond the
emotional reaction.
And
listen, remember, you heard me in the lecture. I would never utilize silver initially because I was concerned for toxicity. Because, you know, there are a lot of arsenic is one. We just talked about mercury, cadmium, lead, aluminum. these things are very real, and I didn't want to add to the burden of the body. It wasn't until I found a form of silver, like the silver hydrosol, that had the safety of a homeopathic profile medicine, as opposed to a toxic silver salt, which I would avoid.
So I'm listening to you talk about it, and you tell your whole story, and we got some great video, and it's going to go into a documentary that we're working on here at the RSV Secret Lab Underground Laboratory for the near future. But I'm watching, and you're talking about your history and how you got into homeopathy after the childhood of abuse, of vaccination abuse, and all the allergies and all the other ailments that you suffered from, having your nose drilled to make
bigger holes.
I mean, all kinds
of bowling ball, Liam.
All kinds of things are going on in your childhood, and then you stumble out of that and into homeopathy. And you're looking for something for acute situations. This is your story. I'm listening going, yeah, okay. I mean, I use vitamin C for acute things, but still, topical, antimicrobial, antifungal, very important. This is stuff that people run into all the time. And I was interested in the data that you provided and some of the medical stories, research stories, and also anecdotes. And maybe, I don't know if we have time in the next section just to cover one or two of them. But
well, we're going to do some detoxification next segment, but we can bounce back to it, of course. Stephen Huer, my friend, I haven't had him on in a while. I want to get him back on from One World Way. We're going to talk about some detoxification, some weight loss issues, relations to sulfur, glutathione. And boy, oh boy, those people that are drinking apple juice contaminated with arsenic could utilize a little bit more glutathione. So this is going to be very helpful for everybody. And I said, a lot of exciting things happening behind the scenes. Please stay in touch with us through robertscottbell.com or any of the social networks I'm involved with here. By the way, I think we did find the phone number. If you'd like to be part of the show, we could take a call. We could squeeze one in. We may not. We could. 800-259-5791. What planet am I on today? This is the United States of Health Talk Radio on GCN. Robert Scott Bell rocking the health world. Back with Stephen Huer after this. Liam Sheff will join me in a little while.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're back. Sleepy Robert! No, I try not to do that. That's why I bring up somebody who's got excitement. He's got energy. He's going to pick it up for me here. Stephen Huer joins me. Returns from One World Way. Stephen, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome, Robert. Welcome back. You know, you got to expect to, you know, when you're burning the candle as much as you do, to require a little bit of rest to recharge.
Yeah, you know, there's some people say you'll rest when you leave the planet. But no, I realize that. I'm driven. I got a mission, and sometimes I got to take a deep breath. And here we are. I'm going to take a deep breath, and you're going to tell us all about the relationship between sulfur, glutathione, and weight loss. I want to hear it.
Okay. Well, what I've made the discovery recently was a really excellent newsletter that Dr. McCullough put out. So thank you, Dr. McCullough. And it was in an interview with Dr. Seneff is the woman's name, Dr. Stephanie Seneff. And she's done a lot of research on the role that sulfur plays in the body and to protect us. And one of the things that was a highlight in that interview that it made me think about the role that this One World Whey protein is playing in weight loss is that she made a point that cholesterol sulfate is the water-soluble form of cholesterol that the body needs and is protective of all these different systems of our body. It protects your arteries from plaque buildup, and it's the reason plaque buildup occurs. There's actually this ongoing effort on the part of the body to sulfate cholesterol to make it usable for the body, because one of the number one fuels of the heart is cholesterol sulfate. And so as blood is circulating to the heart with a person who's dealing with excess sugar consumption and their LDL cholesterol is now becoming damaged from this sugar, and there's not enough sulfated cholesterol, then the body is going to create these plaques on the lining of the artery going to the heart specifically, and there's macrophages that are now in these plaques as well, and the macrophage is then taking the LDL cholesterol out of circulation and then attempting to sulfate and take the cholesterol out of the LDL, sulfate it so that it can actually create a fuel for the heart so the heart can continue to have its a very important fuel supply, otherwise heart failure would occur. So it's this right. compensation mechanism that's going on is why there's so much cholesterol building up in the arteries going to the heart compared to other arteries in the body, is because it's a main fuel source and there's too little sulfur in the body to sulfate the cholesterol.
If we're dealing with, Stephen, sulfur-type deficiencies, which I know are very real, this explains a lot. Of course, the heart needs a lot of energy more than any other muscle. And why is there a collection of arterial plaque in the case of inflammation? Why they're not elsewhere? It is elsewhere, but more in the heart. And this explains it as well. I do want to just reiterate here that cholesterol, once again, we're not saying is the cause of heart disease. It is not. It's a secondary, tertiary issue, and it's a life-saving issue to keep you from dying of internal bleeding without a warning because of the injuries and inflammation occurring for many reasons, including toxins and free radicals and even metabolic wastes.
Yeah, exactly. Cholesterol is not the cause of cardiovascular disease. It's an essential substance, like you just said, and your brain is composed largely of it. It's ubiquitous throughout the body. 80% of the cholesterol in the body is produced by the body. We couldn't live without it, and it's essential to our functioning, just like a plant requires chlorophyll. I mean, it's that essential.
Yes.
So the point continues on that their sulfated cholesterol is also what protects the fat and muscle cells of the body. And the protection that affords, of course, is to neutralize free radicals because sulfur is an electron donor, so it's able to neutralize incoming free radicals. And when muscle cells become damaged from free radicals, they become incapable of absorbing glucose. So there's this thing called glucose intolerance. And when glucose can't be absorbed by our muscle cells, then this glucose is stained in the extracellular spaces and in the blood, and the body converts it into fat. and then the body ends up having this excess body fat simply as a reserve source of energy for the body because of this inability to utilize glucose. So sulfated cholesterol ends up being a protective substance to the muscles that in turn allows the muscles to function properly to absorb glucose so that the body doesn't see the need for extra body fat. So when I've had a couple of people over the last several months report this, I was kind of like, I don't know what the mechanism yet. Maybe it's detoxification. Maybe it's blood sugar stability. I didn't know it was potentially this other mechanism. Like, one of the persons reported that his wife's figures become more shapely and more ideal after being on the whey protein. And then someone that works for me, he's lost 19.2 pounds over the last, two, 3 months being on this new One World Whey protein powder. And he hasn't changed his diet. He hasn't said that he's changed his diet. He's just added the whey protein and also our mineral supplement called Mineral Magic. And he's lost all this weight and he's feeling better, more energy. And he says it's really great when he works out on a keto because, of course, he's got the ability to tumble, sure, get up from falls with ease with
Steven,
that much less weight on his body.
Steven, how much is he taking a day at this point? Do you know? Because this is a fascinating thing to see this weight loss happen.
I think it's 1 to 2 scoops a day.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Yeah. And
by the way, I just had some just to kind of recover when I got home, and I mixed some green stuff together with some fruits and things and threw a big scoop of One World Whey in there. So thank you for that. That's something I definitely encourage people to do. We talk about detoxification. Also, I don't want to overlook the minerals. As I said, the minerals are – that's why you mentioned a Mineral Magic as well. The GTF chromium so critical to the transfer of energy in and out of the cells and converting the fat back into sugar and vice versa. For weight loss, a very important part. These people that are heavy or overweight or obese are all minerally deficient. And you say, how can they be deficient? They're overweight. Well, they are deficient of the vital essential minerals.
Exactly. So, yeah, that's why I mentioned the Mineral Magic, because he is taking that too, and he feels those two things are just everyone needs, and I do too, of course, because I've seen such great results over 20-plus years, this particular mineral formula with, in this case now, the whey protein. Anyways, the combination has made him have this weight loss, and so I'm just pointing out that the One World Whey, the non-denatured, unheated, undamaged, grass-fed whey protein powder in the whey, is a uniquely rich source of sulfur amino acid, cysteine, and that, in fact, in nature, it's the highest dietary source. It's higher than meat, it's higher than eggs, it's higher than garlic, it's hardly higher than any vegetarian source, any animal protein source. The richest natural source of sulfur in nature is whey protein, and yet most of the, world, basically in my research, all the other brands on the market, they've heated their products, so they've damaged the structure, so you can't use the amino acid. Your body may be able to salvage the sulfur out of it, but it's the work to do that.
No, we want the whole package. I don't want anything damaged in a product that I'm putting in my body or any of my listeners are, so that's why I appreciate what you do to source this out in this way, pasture-fed, clean, and non-denatured, so we'll get the full benefit. I want to let everybody know to reach Stephen Huer during the week, 888-988-3325, 888-988-3325. I have the links up in today's show notes as well to Stephen at oneworldway.com. Anything else they can learn from you before we hit break?
Well, you cut me off when you need to. I'll keep going here. Just that this is also, the role sulfur plays is also for vitamin D3 because, in fact, being in the sun, the role of being in the sun is that the energy is provided by the sun to actually cause us to sulfate our vitamin D and make it water soluble so that it can have all of its benefits in the body. And also, it's also being in the sun is what causes the reactions chemically to happen so that sulfur can bind to the cholesterol and make it a cholesterol sulfate molecule
as well. All right, stand by, Stephen. Absolutely wonderful news. Get this One World Way, 988-3325. It's a 888 number. Coming right back with more powerful healing.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
I want to thank Stephen Ure for dropping by on this sleepy Sunday. Sleepy not for everybody else, but for me and for the conspiracy realist Liam Sheff, which road weary, road warriors and road weary here. And by the way, Stephen says they just got a new batch in of the One World Way. They were out for a couple of weeks based on the cycle and the demand for it's growing, and I'm grateful for Stephen's support there. 888-988-3325, oneworldway.com. Get yours as well. Fatigue issues. Boy, oh boy, I'm hitting it hard. So, Liam, are we back? Are we awake? Are we going to make it?
What? Is somebody there?
Hello? Anyway, by the way, the number, we do have a phone number if you'd like to call and say, hey, wake up, kids! It's 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791.
Yes, please call.
We've got this week coming up on the Robert Scott Bell Show during the week on Natural News Radio, you know, my Monday through Friday show. Liam and I have put together a very important two-hour special coming up, and this is going to be on extended footage from the movie House of Numbers. This is all about the HIV, what do we call it? The conspiracy, the collapse.
Farce, fraud, nonsense.
All of that, getting to the bottom of it.
Dance, tango, polka.
Was it even isolated? Did they even isolate this thing? So we've got some stuff to, that's just very powerful, hard-hitting this coming week. We're going to get announcements up. That's also why I want you to put your email address in over at naturalnewsradio.com, but also keep in touch with robertscottbell.com, my Facebook page, etc. We'll
yeah,
keep
we,
up to date.
We did better with that than I you know, because it's wonky and technical, and I was slightly anxious that, I don't know, we wouldn't be able to sort of transmit the sleight of hand, the absurdity, the dishonesty of the medical establishment as they rename things and obfuscate and move goalposts and move the goalposts all the way out of the stadium into the next state and
right.
so on and so forth. But I think we did it, and I was happy with the result. I actually like it. We did pre-record it, but it was a serious, you know,
yeah,
a lot of
effort to put into it and pulling out, culling the audio from the footage so you can hear the scientists in their own words about the issue of what HIV is. Is it, does it exist? Have we got pictures of it? Do we not? Do the tests show that it's there? What do they say? I mean, it is bizarre stuff when you hear straight from the scientists who claim they know it all, how little they actually know and how much they admit that they don't know without even realizing that they admitted it. Really quite extraordinary.
Yeah, a little funny, a little sad. Mm-hmm. And again, I'll reiterate my point. I'll reiterate my point, which is that if you've been given one of these make-believe HIV tests, please do yourself a favor, take it, walk it back to your doctor and say, no thanks, I really need a second opinion. In fact, I think we're going to start a second opinion ribbon campaign. I think there's so many illnesses now that are just made up, and you need a second opinion ribbon to give yourself you don't have to be AMA approved or FDA approved. You can be RSV approved. You can be Natural News. You can be yourself approved, which is the best person to approve your behavior is you.
Yes.
So you put on your second opinion ribbon, whatever color you like. I'm going to go with a red and black to represent the sting of the bumblebee. You walk into your doctor and say, this thing you gave me said I have to do exactly what you say. I'm going to go get a second opinion. And by the way, she's ugly too. That's an old second opinion joke.
Yes.
And if you know it, you're laughing and grimacing at the same time. But I want people to take these tests back. Say, no, you understand. I just don't believe you.
Right.
That's all right. I'm glad you believe you. I don't believe you. I'm here. I'm me. I don't want your lousy test result. And by the way, the medical literature says it's not real anyway. So
yes.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Well, and really, this information, even though it is controversial, it's engaging and enraging to some. It's empowering to know this, that you don't have to be victimized by a test any more than you need to be victimized by the treatment for the phantom retrovirus that you're going to find is just a phantom in a sense. And that is very powerful because a lot of people that have been condemned to death, condemned to a life of decay through chemotherapeutic drugs or chemotoxic drugs, it can stop. When I come back, I've got a quick interview with Jason Erb from Rethinking AIDS. There's a big conference coming up in Washington, D.C. later in the year. Get ready to take notes on that. And then Liam and I will be back to wrap up the show this week afterwards. Stay with us. The Robert Scott Bell Show rocks on at robertscottbell.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
For many years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, I've been covering the controversy surrounding the HIV causation hypothesis of AIDS. Those of you who are longtime listeners know where I stand in that perspective, and you should know where Rethinking AIDS does as well. Jason Erb joins me from that great organization, Rethinking AIDS. Thank you for being here, Jason. What's up? What's the latest?
Well, we got a Rethinking AIDS conference, and a second one coming up in the past 2 years. This one's coming up on December 1st to 3rd. That starts on a Thursday and ends on a Saturday. And we had a really great time at the last conference at RA 2009 in Oakland, California, as the consensus had said that it was the most international conference on Rethinking AIDS that we had had anywhere in the world. And due to the number of attendees from the various different countries, and I had the opportunity of attending that myself, and we had about just over a dozen speakers focusing on the various different aspects of the whole HIV/AIDS scam. And we'll have about half of them returning to this conference.
Okay.
And also we'll have about 10 new people as well.
Well, wasn't the RA conference last time only a one-day event or a two-day event?
It was a two-day event.
So you greatly expanded it to 3 days. What kind of things can we expect? I mean, can a layperson attend this thing and understand what's going on, or is it all egghead?
No, definitely. The thing that I most got out of the conference last time was being able to network with a lot of the attendees. That the majority of the attendees were lay people, but we welcome people all across the spectrum. It goes along with the number of people who have publicly declared their skepticism of the whole HIV/AIDS hypothesis. We're up to 2,700 people now, and so the focus last time was the scientific focus, but this time there'll be more of a focus from the speakers on the different social aspects and political aspects, because we'll be having this in Washington, D.C., where the whole scam was born 27 years ago.
Wow, that's significant. Right in the backyard, or they call it the den of iniquity. That's the real one in Washington, D.C., with the politicians and the NIH and all of the corruption that I've covered here over the years about protecting an indefensible perspective that a retrovirus never caught in the act of doing anything, maybe even never isolated, as we're going to cover later in the week on the Robert Scott Bell Show, extended version of House of Numbers going into the viral isolation question. So this is a significant event in Washington, D.C., again, December 1st through 3rd. And you said lay people are allowed to come to it, are encouraged and welcomed?
Yes, absolutely. HIV-positive people and people, if you know someone who's HIV-positive and you want to understand an alternative options for treatment, and also just alternative perspectives on the whole disease, it's open to everyone. And also, there were some scientists then who just happened to attend that weren't part of the Rethinking AIDS group that just happened to stop by when we were in Oakland. And
yeah.
The website for this conference is RA RAA2011.org. That's where you can go to register and see the list of all the speakers.
Okay, RA2011.org. And, of course, Rethinking AIDS is RethinkingAIDS.com. Peter Duesberg, Professor Duesberg, will be there?
Yes, he will, as with David Rasnick and Charles Geschechter, people who have been on your show several times.
Yeah, great. Well, they're fascinating people, and, of course, Peter is he's such a bright light. He makes me laugh all the time, but yet he covers such serious issues in a scientific way. So I think it'll be a great thing to expose to. What about people who have, let's say, experienced the so-called HIV positivity on a test and recognize that it may mean little to nothing and have woken up to that and changed their lives for the better? Will we have people like living proof, living examples of health and healing despite the so-called test?
Yes, we'll have one person named Raul who will be one of the speakers there. He was originally diagnosed with HIV, so-called, and he was a drug user, and then he got away from that, and he's been healthy ever since, well, relatively healthy since 1996, because, of course, the thing is, once they put you on the AIDS medications, they're very toxic, but he got away from that, so he'll be one of the living proof examples who will be speaking at the conference.
Well, that's great. Great news. I'm really excited to hear that this is happening on the East Coast. Last time was the West Coast. It gave a lot more people opportunity. Now, costs. Is it something that people need to budget for? Because, you know, when you're talking about putting on a conference, sometimes it's quite expensive. How do we assess that for, is there a professional price, a lay audience price? What's the one size fits all? What is it?
Right. It's the one size fits all. It's $175 right now if you register by the end of October.
Okay.
And well, also, I want to mention something very important that we introduced with this conference is there's the free two-hour session that's open, available to everyone that they can attend on the first day on the Thursday, December 1st. You can attend for 2 hours for free to get a sample, to see if you want to attend the rest of the presentation.
All right, great. That's Jason Erb, RA2011.org, December 1st through 3rd. Thanks for being with me. We'll be right back to wrap up the show this week.
Energy and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safol natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677 and ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here's Robert.
All right, we're going to make it. We're still awake. We're still alive. Did I take some arsenicum album? I did take some MSM in addition to the One World Way. I took a GTF chromium. By the way, call up Jonathan, choosetobehealthy.com, 866-424-1077. Get your GTF chromium. 100 micrograms three times a day. Miracles happen. Not because you get lucky, but because this is just what the stuff does. Thank you for being here. RobertScadbell.com. And, of course, during the week, naturalnewsradio.com, and we'll have Advanced Medicine Monday tomorrow. Really cool stuff coming your way. Right now, Liam's back in studio, as well as we got a caller. My super producer, Don, is on the line. Don, save us. Help us. We're losing it here.
Hey, home stretch. You guys going to make it?
Well, we'll make it now that you're here. Wild Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Welcome back to reality.
Exactly. Well, I think we should shift gears and talk a little Ron Paul, shouldn't we?
Well, why not? It's been actually quite an exciting weekend for Ron Paul. We had LPAC, the Liberty Political Action Conference, over in Reno, Nevada, which was highly successful. And we had Ron Paul picking up some endorsements. I think you talked earlier in the show about Barry Manilow.
Yes, Barry Manilow endorsed him. And also Vince Vaughn. Vince Vaughn was there.
Vince Vaughn. We've got a Vince Vaughn endorsement. And I can't say this officially, but there was a small Freudian slip with our buddy Jerry Doyle as he was introducing and interviewing Ron Paul over the weekend. I don't think I've even told you this. That there was a small Freudian slip there where it almost sounded like Jerry Doyle may be endorsing Ron Paul. But we'll find out more.
I heard him say sort of like he hoped that he would be the nominee.
He would hopefully be the nominee.
That was cool.
Yeah. Jerry about that. Yeah.
But, that was cool.
Successful event. And we also had something rather exciting, the California straw poll yesterday.
Yeah. Tell us what the results of that.
Yeah, well, I'm happy to report that Ron Paul won the straw poll, and not just by a squeaker. He actually got, I believe it was 49%, and our buddy Rick Perry came in with 29.
49-29, Gardasil Rick, poor Gardasil Rick. Listen, this is really cool.
Wonderful Rick Santorum, I think, got 0.08.
0.08. Well, that's got to hurt.
I think Santorum, I think, isn't that like to become legally drunk is 0.08?
Yeah, you're right. He's almost up to a legal DUI. Listen, stick a fork in him, but this is really cool news because the media is still trying to portray Ron Paul as an outsider. He's definitely I'm going to use their term, front runner, maybe the front runner. In fact, it's growing. I hosted 2 hours of the Ron Paul Constitution Day money bomb on Saturday as well. That's why it's crazy what I've been doing the last few days. I haven't stopped for a second. And we had a lot of great interviews. Jack Hunter was on, the Southern Avenger, Mike Church. I had Representative Walter Jones from North Carolina. And then we had to do a replay on an earlier interview I did with Congressman Paul because he couldn't make it. But really cool stuff happened. How's the media portraying this? Or are they ignoring it?
Well, you know, they're still doing their best to try and ignore it, but when you have things happening like celebrity endorsements, when you have straw poll after straw poll where Ron Paul is winning, I think they're finding it harder and harder to ignore him. And I do have to tell you, Robert, you know, we've talked in the past that, you know, my beginnings in being politically active began back in 1992 when another very straight-talking Texan by the name of Ross Perot was running. Right. And we saw what happened with that. I mean, even though he kind of self-destructed towards the end of the campaign, he still came in with 19% of the vote. And during that process, it was one of the last times that I've seen people very passionate, very active, out in the streets, and, you know, supporting somebody that they believe in and that they feel like they can trust. And this time around with Ron Paul, I'm sensing that again. My spidey sense is tingling on this situation, and I think that we're seeing a lot of momentum going on here with Ron Paul that I am truly believing that we may be seeing something really exciting happening this time around.
Well, that's great. And Ross Perot is no Ron Paul.
Yeah, he didn't have the integrity or principles of a Ron Paul, although he spoke a good game, and he was right about a lot of things, too, at the time.
He had good ideas, but what I mean is he didn't have 30 years of legislative experience.
No, and that's something that Ron Paul has. Obviously, he's been consistent for the last 30 years. You know, at that time, he was predicting and saying the same things that he's saying now and predicting the things that are happening now. And he's really got a very sharp group of people that are working with him right now. The Revolution Pack are doing some amazing things. And, I think people, they're sick of the war. They're seeing that, things that are going on the financial end and the economic end that, it could be just me. But I think we're seeing a whole different game this time around, and there may be quite an upset going on.
Well, also, more people from the military, active and retired, are donating to Ron Paul's campaign than all the other Republicans combined. And, of course, he's got more than Obama as well.
Absolutely. Well, I think, 71% of donations from the military are going to Ron Paul.
Wow.
Yeah. That says right there. Somebody tell Hannity, the whiner.
Wow. That's a – wow.
He's too busy throwing that Nerf football around.
That's a vote for people who don't really get to vote or whose opinions are generally suppressed from the media. That's incredible. 71% of people in active military donating to, wow, 71% of the donations going, I get it. That's fascinating.
Absolutely. So, the other thing that I experienced the other day, is I was driving home from one of my kids' athletic events, as I drove by, and there was a group of people on the side of the road with Ron Paul signs, and they were waving flags and stuff. That's something I haven't seen in a long time, and so it's inspired me to get involved on the local level, which I haven't done in a long time because I'm so focused on what's going on a national level in talk radio. But I would encourage people to, find out where these people are in your communities. The numbers are growing. People are getting excited, and, that's really where we can make a difference at the local level. Whether it's with your meetup groups, you can go to, there's a website called Meetup where you can get in touch with the people on the local level. And there's a lot of other organizations that are forming. One that I just found today is something called socialmediamarch.org. And what they're doing is they're organizing a campaign to get involved on Facebook and Twitter. And it's kind of a central location where you can get involved.
All right, Don, thanks, man. Go Liam.
I want people to get a new T-shirt. It says, I'm voting for Ron Paul. Ask me why.
Yeah, I love it. All right, rocking the health world. We're back. No, we're time for a nap. Don, thanks for helping us through this. Remember, 24-7, you can call me at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com. Back tomorrow with the Healing Revolution. No, it's Advanced Medicine Monday. And until then, tomorrow, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.